Well, I think really the wars in Gaza, Ukraine, and Sudan are going to dominate leaders' speeches this week, side meetings, bilaterals between leaders. These are the three biggest pressing issues. They affect not just the three countries and regions where they're happening, but they have global implications. So these are definitely high on the agenda. And then we also have going on, started on Sunday and it's concluding today, the Summit for the Future. And this is Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General's signature event this year. The idea is to make a blueprint for global institutional reform. He said, we can't create a future fit for our grandchildren with systems built for our grandparents, since most multilateral institutions grew out of World War II, which is, nearly a century ago now. So this has been also a major side event here at the UN this week. A lot of world leaders here for that.
And Margaret, what are the big issues for African nations?
Well, I think coming out of this Summit of the Future that we're in right now, they adopted what's called a Pact for the Future by consensus on Sunday. It was a little bit down to the wire. There were some objections from the Russians. They had been raising some objections to language in the document throughout the negotiations in the last week or so. These are month-long negotiations that wrapped up. But I think one of the big things in the document is about Security Council reform. The UN Security Council has 15 members, and for decades, really, countries in the global south have been pressing for the council to expand, saying that they're not well represented. And this Pact for the Future commits to expanding the Security Council to make it more reflective of today's world. And it says to redress the historical injustice against Africa, which has no permanent seat. And we heard from the U.S. ambassador last week that the United States, the Biden administration, supports two permanent seats for Africa on the council. However, one of the caveats is that they don't support anybody who gets a permanent seat now getting a veto. So the veto would still remain with the five traditional powers. But this is still the biggest step toward enlarging the Security Council since 1963. And I think it may get some traction now after, honestly, decades of people just talking about it. We may actually start to see something, and that would be big for Africa. And the other big thing, I think, is reform of the international financial institutions that's mentioned in this pact, debt refinancing. So many countries in Africa are drowning in debt, especially after the COVID pandemic. So that would be a huge step for Africa. Political front, the war in Sudan.
Definitely the war on Sudan. Who are the participants in the Summit of the Future today?
Right. So today we're going to be wrapping up the Summit of the Future, and we're going to hear from the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. He's arrived in New York. He'll be speaking later this afternoon. The President of Ukraine will also be speaking at the summit today. But we also have a lot of African leaders, presidents of Botswana, Senegal, Mauritania, Libya, Mauritius. We have a lot of African leaders also speaking today. This morning, we're going to hear from Zimbabwe's president. So we have a lot of action.